President Bush used his weekly radio address to reflect on the past week's national intelligence estimate, which says al-Qaeda terrorists have rebuilt much of their capacity to strike thanks to the safe haven they found in Pakistan. The report attributes the al-Qaeda resurgence to a deal that Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf made with tribal leaders last year. President Musharraf agreed to withdraw government troops in exchange for a promise that tribal leaders would not allow the Taliban or al-Qaeda to use the area. President Bush says President Musharraf understands that plan was a mistake and is taking active steps to correct it.
Pakistani forces are in the fight and many have given their lives. The United States supports them in these efforts. We will work with our partners to deny safe haven to the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Pakistan or anywhere else in the world.
Mr. Bush says the new intelligence estimate reminds Americans that they face a persistent and evolving threat from al-Qaeda nearly 6 years after the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington.
The men who run al-Qaeda are determined, capable, and ruthless. They would be in a far stronger position to attack our people if America's military, law enforcement, intelligence services, and other elements of our government were not engaged in a worldwide effort to stop them.
The president says American troops must keep fighting al-Qaeda terrorists in Iraq to prevent them from striking the United States. A public opinion poll this past week by CBS News and the New York Times says 74% of Americans believe the war is going badly, and nearly two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how the president is handling the fight. Despite that public opposition and growing discontent within the president's own political party, White House officials appear confident that they have at least until September to change opinions about the war. That's when the administration next reports to Congress on the progress of the president's decision to send 30,000 additional troops to Iraq. In the Democratic radio address, Senator Carl Levin says the intelligence estimate shows the war in Iraq is not making America safer because during that war, there's been an increase in terrorist threats. Levin, sponsoring legislation to force President Bush to start withdrawing U.S. combat troops within 120 days. After an all-night debate this past week, the amendment failed to gain enough votes for passage, despite several Republicans voting for it and several more voicing their concerns about the conduct of the war. Levin says Democratic leaders will force another vote on the bill.
If those Republicans who say they want a change in course in Iraq will vote for one, we can start bringing our troops home and force the Iraqi political leaders to take responsibility for their own country. That is the only hope of success in Iraq.
Levin's legislation would give President Bush until next April to reposition U.S. troops to protect American diplomats, train Iraqi soldiers, and focus more on fighting al-Qaeda. President Bush says he'll not decide to withdraw troops from Iraq based on the advice of politicians in Washington. He says it's up to commanders in the field to decide when the fight is won. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.